Well, it wasn't that long ago that the band, the Gaslight Anthem, was the most promising act in rock music. Here they are finishing a song on The Late Show with David Letterman in 2009.
My God, that was good. What do you think, Paul?
Fabulous.
That's all you want, right? The Gaslight Anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
The Gaslight Anthem's lead singer, Brian Fallon, was being compared to Bruce Springsteen by everyone from indie blogs to Rolling Stone. But the Gaslight Anthem struggled to live up to the hype and went on hiatus last year. Now, Fallon is a musician forced to reinvent himself. Here now, Miles Parks has his story.
It's late July 2013. The Gaslight Anthem is playing the third night of a three-night stand in New York City. And Brian Fallon wants to do a Bon Jovi cover.
You want to do that?
But the crowd starts yelling at him. They want to hear him play Springsteen. He didn't like that much.
You know what? Maybe we won't play any more songs. Maybe I'll pull an Axl Rose. You want to hear that? I'll go.
No!
Make up your mind. You want to hear that or do you want to hear what I'm saying? Nah, this didn't go well. I don't like it.
That night, he wrote a post on the band's blog. Don't come to see Bruce. He won't be there. Now more than 3 years since that night, Fallon has a solo record out, but he says he still doesn't know how to feel about the Bruce stuff. He and Springsteen have actually become friends.
It really does frustrate me, and the fact it's harder because I love Bruce Springsteen. So it's really hard because I don't want to say anything negative about it because I love him so much, you know, like personally and musically, but I don't want to get lost. I don't want my career to be lost in a Bruce Springsteen comparison.
But to be fair, he brought it on himself a little bit. This is a guy who once used the lyric "No Surrender, My Bobby Jean" in a song called "Meet Me by the River's Edge."
See, I've been here for 28 years, padding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.
For those less versed in Bruce talk, "No Surrender," "Bobby Jean," and "The River" are all Springsteen songs. And yes, Brian Fallon is also from New Jersey. Before the Gaslight Anthem took a break, the band was headlining festivals. This summer, here at Shaky Knees Music Festival in Atlanta, Fallon's been sandwiched into an early afternoon slot. It's him, an acoustic guitar, a harmonica, and the Georgia Sun.
It's too hot for this jacket, I just decided. I'm not gonna take it off because the Ramones didn't take their jackets off. It's the truth.
He mostly plays songs from his solo debut, called Painkillers. It's much more folk influence than anything Fallon's put out before. There are Gaslight Anthem fans that simply are not going to like it.
I just basically told him, I said, don't give a shit about what fans are gonna think.
That's producer Butch Walker. The two of them wrote and arranged the album together in Walker's studio in Nashville.
There's a lot of people that want to eat the same, you know, thing off the value meal every day the rest of their lives and come home and watch Fox News the rest of their life and never change anything up and listen to the records that they liked whenever things were simpler for them and their life didn't suck. And you know what? That's cool. But as an artist, you can't stay in that box the rest of your life because we grow, man.
For Fallon, that growth meant scaling down. Painkillers is the quietest record he's made so far.
There's some things that are whispered and some things that are shouted, and I'm not in a shouting place right now. And that's the thing about telling the truth, is you don't have to yell to be angry, you know, and you don't have to cry to be sad. You can just say things.
One of the first songs Fallon and Walker worked on together is called Smoke. Like a lot of the record, there's darkness in the lyrics. Regret and skepticism about love. Mistrust has always played a big part in Fallon's songs, and not just romantically.
I grew up in a single-parent household for the beginning of my life, and so that was the first lesson I learned, is that nothing is permanent. You know, like, that's probably embedded in, I don't even know where, how deep that goes, but there's even an old Bible verse that actually came to mind. Like, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What happens? Who do you trust after when you're born and it's smashed up like that? I don't know.
Well, they brought pots and daggers. They wrote songs about you and they tied you up in the rungs of ladders. And you
Over the past 4 years, Brian Fallon went through a divorce, had a second child, lost his band, changed the genre, and yet he knows a lot of people are still going to listen to this new record and say it sounds like Springsteen. When he and Walker were recording the opening track, Walker even warned him about one of the instruments.
He's like, "You know this sounds like Springsteen." I'm like, "You're right, it does." I go, "Put the Glock, or put the bing, bong, bong, whatever that instrument is, put the thing on it. That's the song I think that does sound like Bruce Springsteen. So out of my whole career, you're welcome." That does, that's the one. Does sound like Bruce Springsteen. Dun, 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 dun. Born to Run. You know what I mean? Like...
Fallon admits he was nervous when the record was done. So he asked Springsteen himself to give it a listen. The boss approved. For NPR Music and Here and Now, I'm Miles Parks. And all I could do was take you from the circus show.
So come on, give me something, and come on, keep me up all night. What is that instrument called that's so Bruce Springsteen? You're listening to Here and Now. Between drives me crazy.